This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been chatting about Albert Breer from Monday Morning Quarterback, SI Prime Video, does the hits on Thursday nights, making some comments about the Browns. And earlier on, we were talking about Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry. He says, unless cataclysmic things happen, he's hearing the Haslams will bring back the head coach and the football guru for next year. Then he talked about he's hearing the Browns have changed their plan a little bit with quarterback and that they will bring in competition for Deshaun Watson in the quarterback room. I hate that idea.
Don't you think that's an easy thing for him to find out, though, now where you're sitting here? If somebody gave him that information.
Yeah.
But that's like saying whatever I say at the podium today is true, right? But as soon as I walk off the podium, I might change my mind. Or something could change.
Well, let's go with it because he got it from somebody.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, like.
So you and I, are, I think you, me, most Browns fans, our thought is this. Hey, the Deshaun Watson thing didn't work out. So who's the starting quarterback next year? That's what I'm comfortable with. The idea that Deshaun is going to compete with somebody to be the starting quarterback and the Browns are going to go down this path again, a guy who hasn't played like he was the guy in Houston and who hasn't played more than 7 games in any of the 3 years he's been here, enough, right? Enough. So I threw out some names last segment of you want somebody who's going to be the starting quarterback? But try selling, you're going to come in and compete with Deshaun Watson to these guys who are free agents, whether they're back with their other teams or not, who knows. But I've seen reports, Russell Wilson to the Browns, one of his choices, you know, hey, likely landing spot, Russell Wilson to the Browns, makes no sense to me. Aaron Rodgers, makes no sense to me. Sam Darnold, I haven't seen reports of that, but he's a free agent. That one makes sense to me. But how are you going to sell that to Sam Darnold? Hey, you were great in Minnesota. Come on in here and compete with Deshaun and maybe sit. And we know we're going to have to pay a lot to get you. That doesn't make any sense. Jameis Winston, that makes sense, except for come back in and compete after you did a better job than Deshaun here.
Yeah, what's the competition for him?
I don't know. So I have several other veterans, and we just got a phone call from a guy who didn't want to say anything on the air, but he said, add Justin Fields to the list.
Sure.
He's on a separate list. It's coming up in a second.
Doesn't it bother, like this whole conversation, and I know where you're going with you next, so I know we're going to get there, but doesn't the entire conversation bother you that the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns next year could be driven by dollars and not talent? That's what bothers me the most about the situation that they're in right now. And it's not like the Haslams have ever, like, not spent money. That's the other hard part about it.
There's
like,
just so much tied up in Deshaun.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's not, like, do I think that they would pay them? Yeah, but you get into the, you know, the salary cap, and you get into all these reasons that you're actually thinking that this whole thing is going to be driven by the fact of what you can afford, not who's the best quarterback on the field. That's a really hard pill to swallow for a fan.
The thought, though, Andy, is if you're bringing in competition, can you sell that to a guy coming in? I have three guys you could probably sell that to. You're not going to like this.
Great.
These guys are free agents. There's one of them that I wouldn't actually mind having here. You ready?
Go for it.
And thanks for the music. Andy Dalton. He's not the guy. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oof.
He's not the guy. This is the guy. Carson Wentz.
Oh.
I know. This is what you're going to get if you're looking at bringing in competition. Carson Wentz, might be his best opportunity to be a starter. Has he been good in the past? Yeah. Has he been bad in the past? Yeah. See, this is what that comment by Breer and what he's hearing would lead you to. Then, are you ready? This is the one that's going to make you puke. Okay?
Wait, you mean I have it already?
This is the one that's going to make you puke.
Right now, handsome Jimmy might be the leader in the clubhouse. Boy, that's a...
See? That,
I'm just checking to see if these clubhouse guys are still in the league.
Those keep guys that I mentioned, the first batch, you're not going to get those guys to come here and compete. And they're legitimate possibilities, I think. I don't think you're even going to get Jameis to come back here and compete. Could he possibly compete with his good buddy Deshaun? No, that's not going to work. Sorry, I don't think. You're going to have to move on from Deshaun to get any of those first four guys. And those guys, I think, might be legit placeholders for you. Maybe more with Darnold. Maybe more with Russell Wilson. But again, this is all hypothetical based on some reports and Albert Breer's report.
Okay.
You ready for this list?
It's getting better by the second. Keep going.
This one is intriguing to me, and I wouldn't want to bank on any of these guys. But these are guys you might be able to get here under the little direction of you're here to compete to be the starting quarterback.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, go, go, go.
Zach Wilson, who was a number two overall pick, is now in Denver as the third stringer. Trey Lance, who was a third overall pick and can't beat out Cooper Rush in Dallas right now. Guy who was okay for a while in Washington, Taylor Heinicke. You bring in Taylor Heinicke, you know what you're thinking? Great, can't wait till we draft somebody.
Could be worse.
I'm thinking that on every name you've said.
I know. I'm not beating the drum for any of these guys. Justin Fields. If Russell Wilson is back in Pittsburgh, would Justin Fields ever want to stick around? Why would he?
What's Charlie Fry doing?
Why would he? Mac Jones is backing up Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Trevor's out. Mac's been lousy there. He was lousy in New England.
Ugh.
Here's one that is off the board that you're not going to...
Please, sell it to me so I really want to hear it. Keep going.
Which rugby player do you have, Jeff?
Yeah.
Kyle Trask, who's backing up Baker in Tampa. These guys are all free agents.
Would have been better off telling me a rugby player named Olaf.
Sam Ellinger in Indy, who looked a little intriguing for a while. Now, see, those guys, maybe not Justin Fields, but I don't think anybody's going to make Justin their starter. Those guys might buy. And by the way, DTR and Bailey Zappe in this conversation too, although DTR is under contract.
So we got that going for us.
It's those.
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather hang with DTR than almost every one of those names. Well, and in fact, all of them.
But those are the types of guys who you might be able to sell on Albert Breer's report. Hey, we'd like you to come in and compete with Deshaun Watson to be the starter. I don't like that at all. What I like is, hey, we're moving on from Deshaun. And Russ, if Pittsburgh doesn't want you, we might. Sam Darnold, here, we're going to pay you to come in here and be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Jameis, you were competent enough in the final games, still to be determined, that we'd like you to come back and be the starter. Aaron, we're willing to let you play while we develop somebody. Other than that, the idea of competing with Deshaun Watson to be the starting quarterback makes no sense to me. And a couple of days off, win over Pittsburgh, had him being kind of funny.
Did he sound refreshed?
He did, actually, don't you think?
No, not really.
David Njoku is always open. Just ask him.
That was a good line. Good
one-liner. Was a good line, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll give him credit for that one.
I thought that was, are you trying to get me to say altitude? That was a good line.
All right.
He was rolling. I liked it. No?
It was all right.
Dan? Okay. Come on, Dan.
You awake yet?
Come on,
hey.
Baby. Come on, Dan.
We're real impressed with how Bo Nix has been able to conquer the various circumstances that have taken place in Denver and how Coach Payton has really put him in those positions to succeed. We see how they've been activated with Bo Nix and how that team has been able to elevate their game around them, and we think we'll match up quite well with them in the coming days onto a Monday night.
Okay.
Followed by a Sunday or no?
Okay. We'll see. The schedule's very fluid. We'll play when we're told, Andy.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Scott Petrak's going to join us at noon. Mike is in Shaker. Mike, what do you think of Kevin Stefanski?
Hey, Mike.
Sounded refreshed to me.
It's the same old, man. Same old Kevin Stefanski.
I don't like that. Continuity, consistency.
Nah, he needs to take a page out of some other coach's book, man, when it comes to replying to the reporters, bro. He's not making us feel any better as fans to listen to him just defer. And that brings me to my point, man, like with these quarterbacks. I mean, the only thing that I can think of right now, hopefully Andrew Berry don't screw up these picks. But at this point, you only got two options. I think we should get Travis Hunter if he's available. I'm thinking we might get the top 3-4 picks. I don't know if he's going to be there or not. But going forward, I think we should either keep Winston, sign him for 2 years because we messed up with Flacco. We let him go, okay? It bit us in the butt. We keep doing stuff that bites us in the butt. Why do you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again trying to get the same result? It's not going to work, right? So we get Travis Hunter and we keep Winston, he's an okay quarterback, but he has that drive. He has that team capability to where he can bring the team together. And you see how he wants to play and like how good he is when people back him. You get what I'm saying? The right people. And we go through with that, or we go get Daniel Jones, have him compete with Deshaun Watson. Daniel Jones. I know, but listen here. If Kevin Stefanski is that quarterback whisperer and they don't want to fire him, okay, well, he then took 3 other quarterbacks who we said the same thing. And he turned them into playoff quarterbacks.
Mike, let me throw this one at you, though. You tell me, and I don't know the answer. Do you think Daniel Jones would think, you know what, I want to go to Cleveland and compete with Deshaun Watson and perhaps end up sitting behind Deshaun Watson? That's what I wonder. I think he would be a guy, if you were listening earlier, who would be on my list of those 3 or 4 guys that try selling that to these guys. Now, one or two of them is going to end up needing a job, so maybe.
Yeah.
But still.
You know, Daniel Jones, listen here. You just got benched and let go from the Patriots. That's not a good look on your resume. So
Giants.
What teams are really going to look at you and like, hey, you can be our next big thing, other than someone who already has a big thing or once was a big thing, and put some fire up under that quarterback's butt.
I mean, how about this, Mike? He's going to clear waivers, I think, at 4 o'clock today, because nobody's going to pick up the contract because there's like a $23 million injury guarantee for next year on that deal. So nobody's going to pick up that contract. And then he's going to clear waivers. The thought is he's going to sign quickly. He'll be on a team tomorrow. A team. I wouldn't be surprised if, and he wants to apparently go to a contender. Well, good luck, don't we all? Raiders suddenly need a quarterback. Gardner Minshew's out for the year with a broken collarbone. I could see the Raiders signing him and him becoming the new starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, then the best bet going forward is Winston. I mean, you got to go with Winston and then go on the draft, get Travis Hunter, or get a quarterback that's there, like Cam Ward or something like that, if he's there.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
The report is that 10 teams have reached out to him.
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
And the guy's 6'5", about 240, and actually, if he had played in Carolina instead of New York, wouldn't have the god-awful reputation that he has as a player. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I wouldn't mind Daniel Jones coming in here and being your quarterback as you looked for a quarterback. I could live with it. I think he'd be better off than Deshaun Watson.
Out of my face.
Abner, hey. Quit yelling. Now talk to us.
I'm sorry. My dog was breathing in my face.
Oh, no.
Excuse me. All right.
That could be bad.
Dog was. Yeah.
I took him to get a puppy. But regardless, guys, listen. I love Browns. I'm a Browns fan. One of the loyalists that I know and people know.
Sure.
But I don't understand why we're winning games. We need to get a high-value, high draft pick. We're going lower and lower and lower and lower down the ladder. I don't understand it. The season's over. Enough beating the rival teams or this and that. Who cares? Let's get a great draft pick. Now, I'm not a fan of any other quarterback, but you know who I'm a fan of? His last name starts with Manning, or is Manning, and it's Arch Manning. Let's tank the season already. Stop winning.
He might not be. I doubt that he's coming out, Abner.
Well, I don't see why not, man.
Well, he's barely played in college.
And he's probably, what's he making NIL? I'm sure
$7 million.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see. Now you got me.
He's making $7 million. Abner, take care of that Rottweiler. Don't let him breathe in your face. That could be ugly. I just, you know, that Albert, and we're going to ask Petrak about this when Scott joins us at noon.
His NIL valuation, $3.1 million.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good.
He's also only 2 years removed from high school, so he can't come out.
So he's not coming out. The Breer report about bringing in competition for Deshaun just. It just screams to me like, oh, no, don't make that mistake. I understand Deshaun's here. I understand he's under contract. I checked out, and I'm not sure if I'm right on this. I checked out the Kirk Cousins thought, you know, that I threw out. Maybe Atlanta, maybe there's something there because they have Michael Penix, who's going to be their quarterback of the future, sitting there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Falcons, from what I was able to find, can get out of Kirk Cousins' contract after next season.
So why would they make a trade?
Correct.
Yeah.
They're on the hook for one more year of Kirk Cousins. And Kirk, you know, Kirk's playing just fine. But they're on the hook for one more year, then can bail. As opposed to the Browns being on the hook for two more years of Deshaun Watson. So I would think the only way that they would bail on Kirk to bring in Deshaun is if the Browns attached players or first-round picks to it. And, you know, traded Deshaun and a first and everything else. I just don't see that happening. So the Kirk Cousins notion I had, deeper thinkers than I would have to figure that out.
Just in case you're keeping score at home, the Browns, if the draft was today, they would have the eighth pick. They have the worst pick of all the three win teams. So New England 4, Carolina 5, Tennessee 6, Jets 7, Browns 8.
George is in Willoughby. George.
Hey, George.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
Jeff,
good.
I think maybe you've been losing your mind a little bit, because if they have an open competition for the quarterback, Deshaun Watson will be lucky if he's the third-string quarterback, especially if Daniel Jones is in the room.
It's not the competition as much, George. It's this. Sell that to a free agent. Hey, you're coming in to compete with Deshaun Watson. And if you're a free agent that you think you're pretty good and you're going to go be a starter somewhere, why would you even take that chance?
Well, from what the first seven games or the whole his playing career here in Cleveland, I just don't think he has it anymore. He really doesn't. So,
George, I agree with you. I don't want him to be the starting quarterback here next year. But if the narrative is truly you're coming in to compete, you're going to limit your possibilities of getting a guy who can come in here and really help you, I think.
Oh, you are. But the other thing is this. The unspoken truth about the whole matter is that Deshaun Watson has sucked the life out of this team when he's out there on the field.
Not going to argue with you.
I know. Is it unspoken? You just said it.
You just spoke
yes.
it, George.
Yes, you spoke it into
you
reality.
You spoke it so it bees. It's there.
It bees, yes.
It bees.
It stings.
George, thank you very much. I just think that that narrative will limit your possibilities.
I will say what I've been saying, and I'll say it till next season starts, that the decision to have your starting quarterback is going to be based on finances, not on ability. Just eat it. It's where we're at. It's just where we're at right now. And you're going to have to sit here for at least another year, and then we'll see what they do after that. But you are... If Deshaun is healthy to play, they are going to give him. I can't see them not giving him another chance.
You want to go down this road again?
I just don't see it. I mean, we're sitting here talking about all these other quarterbacks, right? And he just called him the third string quarterback for next year. Probably by talent wise, that's a real possibility. But it's just. I mean, it makes this season longer. It's going to make next season longer. I don't see another path.
I don't see that as a viable option. Try selling that to your fan base.
Cash or talent? What's more
important?
Try
selling Deshaun as your starting quarterback to your fan base next year. That's why Breer's report scares me, and the names that I threw out scare me. There are only about two or three guys on that list that I would think, yep, let's go. And they might not be available. Maybe Minnesota brings back Darnold. Maybe Pittsburgh brings back Russell Wilson. Those two guys would intrigue me to come in here and be your quarterback. Everybody else on the list, I think, ew, boy. Keep your fingers crossed and see what happens. For them to not make the play-in tournament even, okay? I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. Think of it this way. Bulls are 10 games back.
Okay.
10 games back. To be able to avoid the play-in tournament, Bucks are 8.5 games back. I mean, it's the Cavs are off to the kind of start that you don't collapse from, that doesn't go away. Those wins are in the win column. They're not going anywhere. Look over at the Western Conference, 12-4 is the best record there. Cavs are doing a really nice job, and they're doing it exactly in the way that Kenny Atkinson talked about doing it, which I think is really cool. We're going to play a lot of guys. We're going to play up tempo, and it's going to work. What they're doing is basically playing what Kenny saw as an assistant with Golden State under Steve Kerr for the last several years, and it's working. They're allowing players on this team to play to their strengths, which I mean, that's the way you're supposed to do it. The only issue I had with J.B. Bickerstaff when he was the head coach here was I thought that their offense wasn't good. And I was all for J.B. returning as long as, and we talked about this on the show, he did a nice job. They progressed every year. As long as you bring in someone who can run the offense for you, great, we'd love to have you back. They decided to bring in someone to run the offense and do the whole thing in Kenny Atkinson, and he's done that. He's done a great job so far.
I'm just looking to see 33. They're 23 wins away from making playoffs, if you go by last year's numbers. Is that right, 23? Yep. Because the Bulls made it in with 40. That's right, 17, 30, my shorting of 10. Math is not my forte.
Apparently not.
No.
I like this. Nobody has played more than 31.2 minutes a game. That's Donovan Mitchell. So that's exactly what's going on, and you have 10 guys who are playing at least 19 minutes a game. So 10 guys between 19 and 31 minutes a game. That's exactly what he talked about doing, Andy. There it is. I mean, it's working. That's really cool. I love it.
I was interested to watch his post game yesterday trying to, you know, how do you nitpick a team that's 17-1? Because that's what it feels like right now.
Well, how could it be anything but?
You know, you feel like you can get better.
We were nitpicking last week.
Yeah.
Because why? We were talking about the Cavs. How often can you say, oh my gosh, they're great? I mean,
are they great?
That conversation.
They're off to a great start now.
Yeah, they're off to a great start.
Yeah.
I'm living in the moment. Right now, they're great. Will they continue to win 17 out of all 18 games? No, they won't. The schedule will get a little more difficult for them, a little more challenging. Road games will be a little more challenging.
Need to stay a little bit healthier. I mean, they're dealing with some health issues right now, but they could be a little healthier, right?
Well, I don't even think that's a huge deal.
No, but if this thing goes sideways, it's because of health.
Oh, I would think that's the main reason it would go sideways.
Tougher schedule, health. That would be the only way this thing goes sideways.
I would think that's the biggest thing that could derail everything. The shot distribution yesterday in the win over Toronto, solid. You know, I still want Evan Mobley to get more shots. Evan's just been really efficient, but took only 11 shots. Jared Allen, Darius, Donovan, George Niang, Ty Jerome all took more shots than Evan Mobley yesterday. There's my nitpick. That's it.
My nitpick is I didn't see any frog dancing after the game last night. Did you guys see any frog stuff? Saw people doing backflips after the game last night.
Wasn't the frog an internet thing and then somebody turned it into the Cavs frog type of deal?
Works for me.
I think the frog is hilarious.
I think it's funny.
I do too. I like that Jalen Tyson got some minutes yesterday.
Then there's a guy outside that sings about the wins.
Nice.
There's kind of a little bit of a culture going on here.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
I like
and
that.
It feels like it's man-made. It doesn't feel like it's forced.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, a lot of these things seem to be corporately forced, like, you know, calling at the queue. Okay, I was okay with that, but it just seemed like it was very corporate at the time.
Well, when it was in the initial press release, when they renamed it, yes, that's corporate.
It's just too.
Hi, we're naming the arena Quicken Loans Arena, and you're going to call it the Q.
Let them know, Jeff. Let them know.
Honestly, and I think you're right when you just said the only thing that's going to derail this would be an injury.
Yeah, I don't see any other.
The one thing that I think is
rough. Oh, they're going to play tough. Teams are going to figure them out at some point.
Well,
that's coming.
And, you know,
and they're going to need to adjust.
They'll need to adjust.
And if you listen to Kenny last night, he sounds like he already knows this is coming and that he is going to be prepared. He'll have his team ready.
Well, I'm sure he does. But the the one thing here that I think is interesting, Andy, you're 18 games in and already in this mode. When do the playoffs get here? At this point, they've established themselves so far out in front, I think playoffs are an absolutely foregone conclusion. Home court in the first round is a foregone conclusion. Home court the rest of the way, that's what you're playing for right now, because the playoffs can't get here soon enough. You're healthy now. Everything's clicking. Playoffs, let's go.
At this pace, they'll have a playoff spot by the end of next month. At least the play-in tournament.
Do you think they need to resist the temptation to tinker, or are they okay? They didn't tinker in the offseason very much, obviously. I mean, the team's almost back intact.
It depends how they look at it. Like, if you're looking at this, okay, we have got to figure out a way to beat Boston. Is that how you're going to key the whole lineup for the rest of the year? If you're going to make a move, is that what you're doing? How do we beat Boston to get to the NBA
Finals? I think that's too narrow of a focus.
Okay. Build my roster. Finish the roster for the rest of the season then. I don't have a problem not messing with anything right now. Are they built for the playoffs?
I don't either. The only thing I keep going back to is, okay, let's see. I have Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell and Sam Merrill. I'm going to have Max Strus. I have Ty Jerome. I have Craig Porter. I have Caris LeVert. There are seven guys in the backcourt that I want to play. And you could make the argument that Jalen Tyson could actually play two guard for you. He handles the ball well, and he passes it well. So there's seven, maybe eight guys that are probably deserving of minutes. And I just wonder, could you move a piece, move a guy, one of those guards, for someone who is 6'10 and could get some minutes? Somebody who's 6'9 and could play out on the wing and maybe help you defend wing players. And yes, I know, you know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are wing players. I'm not doing it specifically for Boston, but I'm doing it specifically for the Cavs because I do think that's something that's slightly lacking on this team. And I wonder if you just have too many guards and you're not going to be able to play them all. And you're better served by moving one and getting somebody you can play. And if you happen to lose Evan or Jarrett for any length of time, I think you go from being not an overly big team to a small team in a hurry. But here's the caveat. The style of play that Kenny Atkinson has them playing and playing very effectively makes them a very difficult team to defend regardless of who's out there. And I was chatting with Sam Amico the other day, and he said, rather than players, I've known Sam since he was like
it's still
eight.
A ding. Yes. Yes.
Known him since he was eight.
Ding.
That's
ding.
Not a ding.
Ding. Yes, it is, Jeff.
Sam said,
did you go to him for professional information to use on the air?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Is he bringing up a name of people that might know?
Our fan base doesn't contact Sam Amico when they need things.
That's true. Very well said, Danny.
I check in and see how his mom's doing.
And how is she doing?
She's doing great.
Nope, I'm sure. That's another ding.
See, there you go. Our fan base is now happier to know Sam Amico's mom is doing well.
He has two sisters. They're doing well.
Oh, now we know more about his family. Yeah.
See, that's what we go to Sam Amico for.
Sam had this line, though. In the 4 seconds we talked about the Cavs, he said, Atkinson has showed it's not about the players, it's about the system. And I thought, oh, that's pretty good. And Steve Kerr has shown the same thing at Golden State. Remember, though, with Steph Curry, they went through some other guys in the backcourt who could play a little bit. But the main guy they had back there was Klay Thompson, and he was like 6'6".